Drive around LA right now, and you'll probably catch a theater marquee, a billboard, or sports stadium that bears the name or face of Sam Rubin. He's one of the most beloved entertainment broadcasters here in Los Angeles, and he died on Friday.
This is the moment when Sam would know exactly what to say.
Yeah.
Rubin's KTLA-5 colleague and friend Frank Buckley had the difficult job of breaking the news to Los Angeles on Friday.
He was such an energetic, genuine, authentic human being and was so meaningful.
Yeah.
He was born to be a broadcaster.
That's Eric Spillman, another longtime friend and colleague.
In fact, there's evidence that Sam Rubin aspired to get on air even as a teenager.
Sammy?
Well, you know, Cheryl, this summer finds theaters around the Southland bursting with motion picture entertainment.
That's Rubin broadcasting in high school for the L.A. Unified School District's Student News Channel in 1977.
Over a decades-long career as an entertainment reporter, Rubin came to be on a first-name basis with some of Hollywood's biggest names, from George Clooney.
How many years have we known each other now? 30, probably? Yeah.
To Denzel Washington.
I don't watch you the show every day. I watch you every day.
And Tom Hanks.
Let's spell it out. S-A-M.
Rubin joined KTLA-5's morning news team in 1991, interviewing actors and musicians both on the red carpet and as a newsroom anchor.
He was known for his charm, joy, and sense of humor. Here he is teasing the long-haired actor, Jared Leto.
Is it shampoo and conditioner or just shampoo? What is the hair regimen, Jared? Good morning to you.
Well, you know, my friend, it's a toupee.
This morning, Rubin's 16-year-old son, Colby Rubin, appeared on KTLA-5 alongside his father's former colleagues.
Hi, Dad. I wrote this under the desk in your cubicle where you used to catch me sleeping.
He read a tribute to his father.
You were an incredible father and friend. On our car rides, you taught me so much about life, about how you got to wake up every day and do what you loved.
Losing legendary entertainment broadcaster Sam Rubin reminds Angelenos that living in a big city like L.A. that's dominated by a single industry can often make this place feel like a small town as it embraces a lost friend.
Sam Rubin died suddenly Friday at age 64. He's survived by his wife and four children.